Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it's time for the Clips of the Week. And we're going to start with Jim White, who we were very surprised to hear say this, weren't we?
It's not the first thing I think of, Josie, in the Sunday morning.
Well, when they're comparing
What's the first you think of Sunday morning?
Bacon.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly it.
There you go.
But also, when he's...
Poached or fried?
Poached bacon.
Ooh, that wouldn't be very nice, a bit rubbery.
That's interesting, isn't it? Poaching the old bacon, which sounds like a terrible euphemism.
It does. And we were equally surprised, Rob, to hear Alan Brazil say this on breakfast.
7:35, so a 20-year-old Gareth Southgate believes Rashford is ahead of where Ronaldo and Harry Kane were at that age.
He's wearing well, isn't he?
Yeah, I didn't
Gareth
realize.
At 20.
Yeah,
I was thinking about 1990, you know, Euro 96, he must have been, well, yeah, obviously. he would have been minus two, wouldn't he? Yeah, let's get that right. So, what's next? Staying with Alan, much like Jim, he also had food on his mind.
Coming up at 6:30, we'll talk Hugo Lloris will remain as Spurs kipper.
That's right, the Spurs kipper. They're going to the kipper and smoked haddock room at the new White Hart
Lane. Oh, it's going to be nice. I can't wait to get all me kippers there in the old posh seats.
Just what you want at half-time.
Yeah.
Nice half-time kipper.
What's next?
It's Lisa O'Sullivan discussing Raheem Sterling's proposed new deal at City.
The forward is settled at City and isn't pushing for parity with the club's best-paid player, Kevin De Bruyne, who's thought to be worth £342,000 a year. A week, should I say. £100,000. Let's try it again. £342,000.
Whatever, it's a lot of money. It does sound like an awful lot of money. Why don't you give us the next one, Andy?
It's Fisherman's Blues, and host Nigel Botherway was chatting to author Tim Paisley about his forthcoming book.
Well, I'm just completing a bait book about all that, funnily enough, which has taken me thick end of 40 years to do.
I mean, 40 years, I hope it sells well.
Yeah, 40, yeah. I mean, you know, you want it after 40 years. Well, it's your life's work, practically.
It is, really, yeah.
And, it's so difficult. It's so, there's so many sort of different things, so many different aspects of what makes a book sell well. Sometimes it just comes down to something like a snappy title. So I wonder what Tim's book's called.
What I'm now calling it, Carp, Bait and Nutritional Recognition, in inverted commas, Nutritional Recognition, A Hypothesis.
Yeah, good luck, Tim. Good luck, mate.
Sounds a winner to me.
Yeah. Next.
It's Georgie Bitter. Is it me?
Well, yeah. You can be. It doesn't really matter.
We got lost. We swapped there midstream.
Doesn't matter.
Here's Georgie Bingham on Weekend Breakfast, previewing the day's big internationals.
As well as England, Northern Ireland in action today. They face Bosnia-Herzegovina at Windsor Park. We'll talk to Gerry Adams this hour.
Fair enough.
We'll have a view on it.
Yeah, they booked him provisionally.
Very good.
But, I mean, I'd be very interested to hear... what he's got to say. But I think Gerry Armstrong was who they were probably aiming for.
Probably, yeah.
I'll tell you what's next. It's we're staying with Northern Ireland, and Beaky's got the team news.
Then across the front, Niall McGinn, Kyle Lafferty and Stuart Dallas. Serbia and Herzegovina.
Blimey, it's a new country.
I know, Beaky's speaking a load of Balkans there.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of geopolitical kickoff we could have there off the back of that. Not good.
Time now for the TalkSport Caller of the Week to drive.
Steve is a Liverpool fan. What do you think, Steve?
Talk Sport, caller of the week.
It's clown, obviously, Steve.
Harpo Marks.
It could be Steve-O the clown or Harpo Marks. So, here's Jim Proudfoot commentating on England versus Switzerland midweek with news of a shock substitution by the visitors.
The Swiss are going to make another change in a moment, and it's a Yeti who will be coming on.
That's not fair, is it?
Nah, he was abominable when he came on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is a Yeti an abominable snowman? Well, the jury is still out.
No, we looked it up.
But you just stick him up front, you just lump it, don't you?
You would.
You just expect him to hold it up, don't you, really, a Yeti? But anyway, what's next, Andy?
It's back to Jim White, and it appears that one of his co-hosts may have nodded off.
Basically, it's this working class mentality where I find these words, see if I can look them up in a dictionary and throw them into a sentence. Confuse myself half the time, Bob.
Bob! Wake up, Bob!
Wake up!
Who said that? Half past five.
Fisherman's blues again, and Nigel trying to wrap things up.
Tim, my producer Karen is waving in my ear.
Yeah, it's quite difficult to wave in someone's ear, isn't
That's
it?
Right, yeah.
But, you know, to be honest, it's not the worst way that Nigel's ever phrased it.
Elliot's just come in my ear.
Anyway, Andy, what's next?
Finally, it's Stuart Pearce discussing the Nations League.
For me, if you're going to do it something slightly different. But if you are going to do it a straight knockout.
Well, yeah, wise words, Stuart, definitely. That, yeah. But it did actually remind us of something. Don't you know that, baby, I'm
your man. You bet. If you're going to do it something slightly different. But if you are going to do it a straight knockout.
Which I believe were the original lyrics that George and Andrew came up with. So there we are. There's your clips of the week. Thank you to Lee Watts, Arnold Spud Anderson, John McGooner, Hulk Hogan. Hulk, oh, I got you. Yeah. Brutus. Was it Ruthless?
No idea.
Roger in Durham. Oliver Hunter. Tony Gordon. Andy Turner. David Clark. And Gary Stevens. Yeah, but which one? The one who played for Everton or the one who played for Spurs?
Don't start with that.
So there we are. There's the clips of the week. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J, and text to 81089, or you can tweet to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. Give us a day and a time when you heard it, and if it's played like those, you'll get a credit. It's available as a podcast as well. At around 5 o'clock this afternoon, as will the H&J Daily, the best bits of this afternoon's show.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.